When the sky falls, who am I gonna call? The one who put it up there in the first place. Full scale attack, devil on my back, better lace him up and go put on my game face. I don't got this, I know you got this, yeah. And I believe it before I see it, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. Gotta know in the trial and the pain, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. Yeah, whenever my hope runs away, you say the day you're gonna see me through it. Oh God. It's bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, prayers in the air if you got them. Our God is bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, prayers in the air. So you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. Got it on the side. Yeah, I know you're gonna see me through it.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Special good morning to all the believers. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to, go on into this message because the angel came back. Well, it never left, but the angel manifested itself. And so I've been up all night trying to put this together. I understood it very well when the angel gave it to me. And sometimes it's a little harder to put it together because the angel talks to me like I talk and run on sentences. And unless the angel like says, okay, now you go look this up. And then I have to go look something up, come back. But what the angel was talking to me about was how your faith can fail. See, I never thought about it. But the angel made it pretty clear how your own faith can fail you. And I thought that was really, really, really good because, like I say, I never thought about my faith failing me. Not one time did I ever think about that. But that angel showed me through the word of God how your faith, how your own faith can fail you. So I hope I can translate this effectively where you can get it. Because I think, remember when I told you the angel said that my faith was needed to come up? Well, God doesn't point out an area that you're weak or an area where he wants you to increase in without doing it for you. But if you can't see it, what is the point? There's nothing he can help you with if you can't see it. So after this song, I tried to name this thing. I named it three times. And I didn't really like either one of the names. But what I'm going to try to show you is how he showed me. So your faith won't fail you. Now, I didn't realize it was in the Bible. Yep.
So in my shame, I pulled away, but like a thief in the middle of a long, cold night, you broke into the door of my heart, and you pulled me out of the dark, into the light. You said I'm never too far, never too lost, never too broken. Your friends on the sunshine, keep the door wide open. When you pulled me out of the dark, the door wide open.
it's pretty amazing because these were the same two angels that were left here. And like they let me know that they give whenever the Holy Spirit has a message for me or something, then they have to listen to. I thought that was interesting too. Now, I want you to start posting somebody, James chapter 1. And I'm going to take it easy. And I'm going to try, in the name of Jesus, to share this with you, just like it was shared with me. James chapter 1, because somebody posted that in the chat room. James, a servant of God and of the 12, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, but when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will he begot us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, write that law of liberty. Just write law of liberty, somebody. Post that in the chat room. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now, Jessica, post James 2. James chapter 2. I'm going to start reading it. Post James chapter 2. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand out there or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which you are called? Verse 8. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and do so as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy. And mercy rejoices against judgment. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding, you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what doth it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble, But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith alone. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Post Romans chapter 3 verse 28. Romans chapter 3 verse 28. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Post Romans 8 and 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Romans 3:28. That was Romans 3:28 and Romans 8:7. Monica, Romans 3:28. Okay, thank you. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Now, this is what the angel was telling me after we got through the word. Faith is of God. Faith is of God. God is of faith, but I put God is a faith. God without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now post this, faith is a law of God. Faith is a law of God. That's what the angel was telling me, and then he went on to prove it. Faith is a law of God. Now put this, and God's laws work. God's laws work. And then put, God's laws were designed to work and not fail. You got that? God's laws are designed to work and not fail. And God's laws are designed to work and not fail. God's laws work, and God's laws are designed to work and not fail. You must put that up there. God's laws are designed to work and not fail. Whether others believe or don't believe, it will not stop God's laws from working. And that angel really, when that angel said that, the second angel showed up. So I thought it was one, but it was two, like it was before. But the other one, he didn't let me see him. He didn't manifest until that angel said this. Whether others believe or don't believe, it will not stop God's laws from working. So then he said, you want the scripture, right? I said, yeah. What if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and might us overcome when thou art judge. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Let God be true, but every man a liar. The angel said, faith comes from a supernatural seed. The faith of God does not fail. Put that in here about eight people. The faith of God does not fail. The faith of God does not fail. Faith comes by the word of God. Here's the scripture, Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That angel said, Erica, the word of God is incorruptible seed. You say, a natural seed will sometimes fail if it doesn't die. He said, but God's word never fails. Hold that. God's word never fails. Many times people fail to apply the word of God to whatever it is. Now, this is the part that really got my attention. The angel said, you can cause faith to fail to produce. You, me, can cause faith to fail to produce. He said, because true faith is a supernatural seed. It won't fail. But you can cause a failure in spite of the seed. I say, how? He said, your action or reaction can stop the productivity of the seed. The seed, your faith, does not always determine the outcome. I said, can I have a scripture? Luke 17, 6. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you might say to this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. Then he gave me 2 Corinthians 4:13. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. He said, although you have faith, it is possible for your faith to fail to produce the desired results. I said, can you show me? Because I'm a little bit confused. Say, go to Luke 22, 31 through 32. And the Lord say, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, here it is right here, that thy faith fail not. That thy faith fail not. He said, that means your faith can fail. He said, Jesus was talking to Peter. And Jesus said, but I have prayed for you, Peter, that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. So it's right here. And the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. The angel pointed this out to me. The angel said, it does not say God has desired to sift you, but Satan has desired to sift you. He said, now get your Greek lexicon, pull it out. The Greek word translated here means demanded. Satan has demanded. Satan had demanded to have Peter that he might sift him as wheat. He said, I want you to understand something. What happened with you being stricken down, knocked down? He said, that wasn't God. He said, God doesn't have to test people with evil. He said, so often people think God is doing the testing and trying. So they just bow down to it, trying to use false humility and bear the trial. They just suffer whatever comes their way because they believe and they think it is God perfecting them. He says, some people will quote a verse of scripture to prove it. He said, you know the one they use all the time. All things work together for good. He said, yes, Paul did say that. He said, but let's look at it in the context of what Paul was really teaching there. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Paul said here, after you have prayed in the Spirit, then you know that all things you prayed about by intercession, by interceding in the Spirit, will work together for good. That angel told me, the greatest enemy of your faith, the most subtle and the most devastating, is the lack of knowledge of the Word of God on a subject, a circumstance, or a thing. He said, it is the devil's lie that it's God that is putting you through trials and tests. He said, this, Erica, does nothing but neutralize your faith. Jesus said, Satan has desired to sift you to Peter. James 1 and 2 says, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. The angel said to me, notice he said, when you fall into temptations, not when you walk into them with your eyes wide open. He said, some folks have walked into them with their eyes wide open. He said, this verse is often misquoted as, the trying of your faith perfects it. But the word of God says, the trying of your faith works patience. He said, you know why, Erica? I said, no, I don't. I said, he said, patience is a spiritual force that will support your faith. Put that in the chat room. Patience is a spiritual force that will support your faith. He said, Satan tries that which you call faith to see if it is true faith or just mental assent. the force of patience will undergird your faith and cause you to be constant, holding the same confession throughout the trial Satan brought. He said that's what Jose was used to do to you. He was used by Satan to try your faith to see if it was true faith or if it was mental assent. Because patience is a spiritual force that will support your faith. He said, remember when you told him, and I was shocked. He said, you told him how you had always had patience from a little girl, your mom and dad. He said, that's right. You've always had that spiritual force of patience, and you didn't even realize it was a gift of God. When that angel told me this, see, I can do this if I don't get excited. Post this. Satan, destroy your faith. He said, remember, the Bible says, think it not strange. Go back to ease, Erica. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. Oh, I didn't put this scripture. Put 1 Peter 4, 12. Post 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. No, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. I forgot. Okay. Oh, that's the same one. Okay. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. He said, no. It's not strange that these things happen. Satan is not out to perfect your faith. If the trying of your faith perfected it, we would all have it made. Our faith would be perfect. He said, if you win out with your faith, you will be stronger. If you'll put your faith into action through the word, you will come out with a determination to never let Satan win another battle. But that is not what Satan designed it to do. Satan designed the trial put you under, not over. You got that? Satan designed the trial to put you under, not over. Trials are a design of Satan. That angel said, if you believe that God sends trials, that is a neutralizing and a devastating blow to your faith. If God is doing it, certainly you don't want to resist God. He said, it's just like sickness. If it's God's will for you to be sick, and you believe it's God's will for you to be sick, then why would you go to a doctor and try to get out of God's will? It is God's will, Erica, that you be well. And here's the scripture, 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. God wants you healed, and God will go any way you choose. If you choose through doctors, he'll go that way. If you choose through the word, or if you use both, God wants you well. He said, but if you fall, for Satan lies, is in neutral, and your faith can fail in neutral. You cannot use your faith to get rid of something you believe God gave you. You cannot use your faith to get rid of anything you believe is in God's will for you to have. He said, but you got to remember this. Satan is not the finisher of your faith. And if trials and tests perfected faith, Satan would be the finisher of it. The Bible says, speaking of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12 and 2, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of God declares that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus said, when he was teaching his disciples principles of prayer, he said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He said, get this, Erica, get this, get this, get this, absorb it, eat it. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He said, now, Erica, think about it. Think about this. He said, ask yourself this question. Is it God's will that we be tested and tried in heaven? I say, what? He said, Jesus told you to pray this way. And you pray it all the time. He said, you have other people pray it. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. He said, so is it God's will that we be tested and tried in heaven? He said, the answer is no. There will be no tests or trials in heaven. Then that must be God's will for this earth too. In Matthew 26, 41. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus said to his disciples, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. So evidently, you can avoid temptations, tests, and trials by watching and praying. The angel said, most of the time we get into trials and temptations by not doing what Jesus said to do to avoid them. Say, see James 1 and 2. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Verse 13, Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. In the same word translated trial and test in other parts of the New Testament. If you paraphrase it, let no man say that it is God doing the tempting and trying. For God cannot be tempted with evil. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Do not be misled. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The word shadow here, Erica, speaks of less light or darkness. I said, okay. There's never any gradual turning from that which is good and perfect. God is not guilty of using evil or darkness to perfect you. God will never do it. I said, thank you. He said, Jesus authors your faith. It is Jesus's faith. And Jesus' faith has already been tried and proven it works. Jesus never did make any unworthy workmanship or his workmanship. He authored us and our faith. He said, look at Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. He said, I'm getting ready to go now. So I'm going to leave you with this. Hebrews 12 and 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He said, don't forget, Erica, faith is of God. God is of faith. Without faith, you cannot please God. He said, remember, faith is a law of God, and God's laws work. God's laws were designed to work and not fail. He said, whether others believe or don't believe it, it will not ever stop God's laws from working. He said, this is what I want you to remember. He said, let God be true and every man be a liar. I say thank you. Thank you. And as those angels were leaving, they said, your faith will work, not fail, ever. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yay! Mm.
Wake up and breathe in deeper than yesterday. Take all the morning like your soul can be made. Roll down the windows that you can't buy your way. Good things are yours to claim, you don't have to wait. All across the sky, the mercy's fly, and the future's bright. This is a new day. Everything's perfect.
Life's a little hard, blinded, but I'm trying not to lose sight. I don't got this, I know you got this, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll believe it before I see it, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trying. Who am I gonna call? The one who put it up there in the first place. Who's scared of tax? Devil on my back, better lace him up and go put on my game face. I don't got this, I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
down and knows that I saw him. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, prayers in the air, if you got him.
Our God
is bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows that I saw him. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom,
yeah, I know you're gonna see me through it. Things are getting real, Jesus take the wheel. Only way I'm getting to the other side. Days are getting dark, life's a little hard. Blinding, but I'm trying not to lose sight. I don't got this, I know you got this. Yeah. And I'll believe it before I see it. Yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trial and the pain, in the rain, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. And whenever my heart goes away, you say that you're gonna see me through it. When the sky falls, who am I gonna call? The one who put it up there in the first place. Full scared attack, devil on my back. Better lace him up and go put on my game face. I don't got this, I know you got this. Yeah. And I believe this before I see it. Yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trial. Is bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, prayers in the air, if you got them.
Our God
is
bigger than all our problems.
The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back rock bottom, I know you're gonna see me through it.